Good evening. The time is 8 p.m. Alpha Golf 4 Sierra Romeo connected to W4VA.
UST. 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 This is K1RA running the activating the Farinet. This net is held weekly on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on the 147.165 megahertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. My name is Andy, and I am your net control operator this evening. Do we have an alternate NCO on standby tonight? Please call now.
This is Rick, KN4FTT.
Good evening, Rick, KN4FTT. Thanks for stepping up tonight as NCO, alternate. So good evening, everyone. This is a directed net, and being so, net control will invite check-ins. And prompted by net control, each amateur wishing to join should transmit and say their entire call. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Net control will acknowledge each station in turn. Once all participants have checked in, net control will invite them to transmit. When called upon by net control, participants may introduce themselves, provide their location and equipment, or if wish, describe any amateur radio or technical challenges, accomplishments, or other similar activities. We're always interested in any other relevant amateur radio news or topics you may wish to share during your turn. Please be aware that our repeater employs a 3-minute cutoff timer for all transmissions. If needed, unkey and wait for the repeater beep before talking any longer. At the conclusion of your comments, participants need only to ID with their call sign and turn the repeater back to net control. Okay, this is net control operator K1RA. I will take a round of check-ins. I have Rick KN4FTT already on the list. Just give call sign now. Over.
QNHTB.
W4RKU.
L13 Foxtrot Romeo.
K04DNZ.
Okay, very good. So far, net recognizes K1HTV, W4RKU, A3FR, and K04VNZ. Do we have any other check-ins for the Farinet? Please call now. Hey, good evening. We've got Kilo Delta 2, Hotel Zulu Golf. Do we have any further check-ins for tonight's Farinet? Please call now. Okay, short list tonight. We'll take another round of check-ins after a bit. But let's start with a round of short announcements from our FARA website. So upcoming events, we have the Vienna Wireless Winterfest and ARRL VA Section Convention coming up March 10th, this Sunday, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that'll be held at the Oakton High School. We have our monthly club meeting. Our meeting is held March 14th. That's the second Thursday of this month, so not tomorrow, but the following Thursday. Well, at 7:15 p.m. at the Path Foundation Building off Walker Drive. There is a VE test session sponsored by the Virginia Volunteer Examiners. That test is held March 16th, a Saturday, at 9:30 a.m. And, of course, for all of you out there who are going to build the radio stations for the upcoming Virginia QSO party, which starts March 16th, a.m. in the morning, and goes till 8 p.m. Sunday night, March 17th. There's a break there, I think, midnight to 8 a.m. Saturday, midnight to 8 a.m. Sunday morning. But nonetheless, please consult our website, w4va.org for all the detailed information regarding those events. Okay, so there being no further announcements, let's go to our list. The net recognizes K1HTV. What have you been up to this week?
Andy K1RA from K1HTV. Got my Red Pitaya devices working again. They were turned off for the weekend, and they're now decoding all bands between 2,200 meters and actually 10 meters. I don't have 6 meters turned on, but noticing the number of spots have gone up again, so looks like it's working. I remounted it on the wall, and now I have location, and now I have a spot to put the K3, the second K3 that I got from N4RP, and that'll be incorporated into the system for the VHF and UHF transverters that'll be installed in the station. The past couple of days, with a couple of really rare DX, XX9ET and Macau showed up on 10-meter FT8 yesterday. XU7GNY in Cambodia has been on. We're come on 10. 10 FT4 plus 15 and 20 on FT8. So it's a fairly rare one. So if you need those two, keep an eye out for them. Check hamspots.net for actually where they are. See, the solar flux has dropped down to 136. It's the lowest I've seen it in quite a while, so not sure what's going on with the sun, but there's another big set of spots that produce the X flares coming around probably another 5 days or so. Hopefully I'll be making it to the Sunday gathering over at the Hamfest, and we'll hope to see a lot of you guys there and meet some old friends and probably make some new friends. That's it. Back to Net Control from K1HTV.
Okay, Dad, very good. Well, thanks for your comments. Your Red Pitaya project reminds me that we probably need to get a little photo show explanation from you one of these days on that whole system and how it works and what it's good for. Good luck with the K3, integrating that into the VHF-UHF station as well. Kevin, W4RKU, please give us your comments tonight.
K1RA, W4RKU, good evening, Andy. Thanks for doing the net tonight, especially since I know you was doing a net control operator session beforehand, so thanks for keeping the stamina up to do the net. Really don't have much to report of late. You know, worked a few DXs here and there, and worked at CWT today, and along with the K1HTV, I'm looking forward to going to the Hamfest this weekend. I've been the one probably since before COVID, so that'll be interesting to go back again. That's all I have tonight. Turn it back over to you. K1RA, W4RKU, back to net.
Okay, Kevin, very good. Well, good deal on CWT and keeping those Morse code skills up. And hope to see you at, the Vienna Wireless's Winterfest. Looking forward to seeing some old friends as well. And hopefully a couple of the FARA members there. And you are correct. I ran the Net Control Op Intro WebEx right up to the top of the hour here. So I had to scurry off and get set up. But we had 7 of 9 people who signed up show up. So hoping at least one or two. And we've actually had one already step up. Rick in for FTT as an alternate NCO. But hoping in time they will take the main NCO role. And we'll hear some new voices on Sunday and Wednesday nights. More to follow on that. But, thanks to all those guys who showed up. It will be their help will be greatly appreciated. Next, another attender of the WebEx, although an NCO himself, Ron, K3FR, how are you doing?
Good evening, Andy. K3FR. This is K3FR. And thank you for running the WebEx tonight. I did email you a couple of comments on the script notes stuff to maybe fill in a little bit more information. Not to make it a little bit longer, but just to fill in a little bit more information. What have I been doing this week? Not an awful lot. Started out with a doctor's appointment Monday morning, but I've been dressing some of the cabling here in the station and running into some RF issues on the HF bands. No problems on VHF here, but HF, I'm going to have to work out something there, maybe a some beads on the end of the coax up in the attic to cut down. Actually, I'm running the dirty ballon up there. And that's about it. 6 meters has been kind of next to useless. Locals, I did see Mike W3IP calling CX1 down in Uruguay, but that's about it. So, I'll put it back to the net control. This is K3FR.
Thank you, Ron, and appreciate your email comments. I'll take a look at those after the net. This isn't cast in stone yet, so looking to make sure the script is covers all the bases, and we'll be passing on the net recording as well as the new operating aids, NCO operating aids, to Kevin here shortly to go to our website. Another NCO fill-in, alternate, and attendee of the WebEx session tonight, Chuck, KO4VNZ. Over to you. How are you doing?
K1RA, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck in Opal. Thank you, Andy, for taking the net, and thank you for taking over from Brad, managing the net control operations. For me, this week, I've been busy still trying to get my rig to talk to my PC. Monday, I rode down to the candy store and picked up a cable that is specifically for my rig, which is a FT450D. So I have high hopes that that will work. I didn't get a chance to use it yesterday because I was working the election all day yesterday. And like all the other callers ahead of me, I too will be at Oakland High School for the Ham Fest on Sunday. That's about it for me. This is KO4VNZ73 and back to net.
Okay, Chuck, very good. Well, you know I've offered to help you with the rig cat computer-aided tuning control cable and USB serial port connection to your PC or laptop. I'm very busy this past week, but now that I'm through the WebEx and some work responsibilities, I should have some free time tomorrow onward. So please give a shout-out on the repeater for me and or listen for my call, and hopefully we can do a team viewer or a desktop share and ensure that you're all wired up and ready to go for N1MM Logger and the Virginia QSO party coming up in a weeks. So next on the list, we have Joe, KD2HZG. How you doing? Why don't you introduce yourself and what you've been up to? And K1RA.
Hey, how
are
you guys doing tonight? Yeah, KD2HZG here. Kind of an infrequent talker, frequent listener to your repeater. Doing some stuff. I kind of got hold of KX4 Oscar. He was able to kind of give you some advice. I guess in all the smart software working with the packet, they end up just defaulting to Direwolf. It can get a little easier to get going.
Can you repeat the last thing, Joe? You said you got what?
I got this new sound.
Yes, very good. Yeah, outer net. Yeah, I think they use the F connectors with the RG6 double or quad shielded cable. You can get at any TV store. You used to be able to get at Radio Shack because everybody gets stuff on Amazon these days. Very good. Well, good luck with Packet and Direwolf. Yeah, we used Direwolf at our APRS site for the Fire Group. I've used it both on RPi and Windows. Very, very capable system. So I highly recommend it, although plenty of hardware decoders out there that are just as good. Yeah, Meshtastic has kind of taken a dive, but not, I mean, there's some activity, but net hasn't really grown in ways that we hoped. Could be just lack of people cheerleading it. There's not been much talk on the Meshtastic Groups IO site, so we'll see where that goes. But, yeah, I need to reevaluate how we spread the love get folks on playing with that a little bit more. By the way, Joe, your audio deviation, I would say, is probably the lowest of everybody on the repeater. So you could either use to bump it up the deviation in the rig or close talk the mic a little bit. Also, since you're the most distant station from the machine, you're suffering the tower LED buzz noise every 1 second, which is most noticeable on you. So with your low deviation, it does make it a little bit of a struggle to catch a couple syllables from some of your words, but not at all. Thanks for checking in tonight. And that brings us to the bottom of the list. So I will ask, are there any new check-ins for the FARA 2-meter net tonight? Please call K1RA now.
This is KE7DS, Matt in Manassas.
This is K4FLO, Jim in Warrenton.
F4TJ, Mike in Warrenton.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Tango.
Kilo 4, Bravo Oscar X-ray.
Okay, let's hold it there for a second. And NET recognizes KE7EX, K4SOO. Long time haven't heard Mike, KF4TEK. There's a station who called right after KF4TEK, but before W8BT. Could I have your call sign again, please?
Kilo Golf 4 Echo, Hotel Lima.
Hey, Rob, thanks for the call, the fill, KG4EHL. Travis, W8BT, Garth, K4BOX, and Stephen, I believe, AG4SR from High in the Sky via some telephone link, if I'm not mistaken. Internet connection, I should say. Are there any other further check-ins for the 2-meter FARANET? Please call now.
Hey, good evening, Andy. Thank you for serving as our net control for this evening. Good to hear everybody on. Radio-wise, been getting my whisper reporting station going. I have a chameleon receive loop, and it does a pretty good job on 20 meters, but it leaves a lot to be desired on 40 and 80, so I have a lot of electrical noise here, so I'm looking at how I can mitigate that. And tomorrow, going to go up to a remote ADS-B radio site up on Mountain in Winchester and do some work up there, so excited for that. And we also have a little girl who peed on the potty for the first time today, so we're doing that. That's been really fun. And with that, I'll pass it back to Matt. Thank you, Andy. K1RA, KE7EX, 73.
Okay, Matt, very good. Well, deal on the Chameleon RX loop and the Whisper experiments. I know I've used my station a little bit for receiving and testing that out on transmit. I hope you can overcome the 40-80 meter issues. Yeah, noise, that's tough. Remote ADS-B in Winchester. Well, I wonder if that's up on Shawnee Land. A buddy of mine just bought and built this property up there, 2,300 feet. But I don't remember seeing any golf ball sized towers up there. But maybe it's just a regular antenna setup. We'll have to talk more about that later. Next, Jim, K4SOO. How are you doing, and what have you been up to in the hobby from K1RA?
K1RA in the net. This is K4SOO, Jim in Warrenton. Good evening, everybody. Haven't had a whole lot of time this week to do much. I've done a little bit of ST8. However, over the weekend, I continued to work on my satellite station. I got the rotator mounted and the antenna mounted on the rotator. And I got everything put on a garden cart so I can haul it to and from the garage when I want to get on the air. And the only thing I have left to do is to run the Alton AS control lines out of the house and onto that rig. So I'm just about there. I've been chatting a lot with AG4SR, and hopefully things will work out for he and I to buddy up on the Virginia QSO party, and hopefully go out that Saturday. I'm trying to not be working that day, so we'll see how it all works out. And that's it for me. K1RA, this is K4SOO, back to the net.
Okay, Jim, very good. Well, good deal on the satellite station and the cart with the rotator and antenna and getting ready to hook up Azel. I think we might look to you in the near future for a little bit of a show and tell, maybe a PowerPoint slot, a couple slides to share with us what you've been doing there. Sounds like a very interesting and agile setup. And good luck, and glad to hear that you're going to be teaming up with Stephen for VAQP. That's always a fun contest. Down to Mike, KF4TEK. Welcome back. How have you been doing? And what have you been up to lately from K1RA?
Hey, good evening, Andy, and everybody on the net. Good to hear everybody. It has been a long time. Haven't really been doing anything lately, obviously. This is the first time I've...
Alpha. Okay, Michael. Well, hey, glad to hear your voice. Sarah, sounds Romeo. Like you've been working, burning the candle at both ends, and understand the situation. But really,
Alpha,
do hope you can
golf,
show up on the repeater a little bit more.
Sierra,
I miss
Romeo,
our long SDR talks and swaps and ideas and tech talks. Enjoyed that. So hopefully we can revisit sometime in the not so distant future. Another long time, not so much been around the radio these days, and good to hear back on the air. Rob, KG4EHL from K1RA. Go ahead.
K1RA is the KG4EHL, and the hello to everyone on the net. Staying pretty busy this week. While I'm working here now at home, putting together some things for VAQP, looking forward to it. It's one I try not to miss. I'm going to be running CW QRP, so we'll see how that goes. I noticed the conditions, I think Rich mentioned, are not the greatest right at the moment. We'll see how things turn around. But I'm planning a nice test for this weekend. I've got some light poles and things I've put together for about a 30-foot mast. And I typically do a VAQP from home, but I'm thinking about not roving, but... going outside and running solar and going from there. So we're going to test some things out this weekend. So that's kind of what I've been putting together and getting things ready. So for a dry run this weekend.
Okay, Rob, very good. Well, it sounds like you got a plan. Good luck with the VAQP CWQRP entry category. That sounds like a lot of fun. And it sounds like you might be in the expedition category, if I understand you correctly, taking the some stuff out in the field somewhere, or picnic table setting up the pole. If not, good luck wherever you end up setting up, and hope things go smoothly and come together, and let us know how your tests make out before the weekend, before contest weekend. Next on the list, Travis, W8BT, how are you from K1RA?
Hey, I'm doing good, Andy. Thanks for running the net. This is W8BT. And good to hear Mike back on the air, KF4TEK. I'm sure some of you may have heard, I'm looking at Robert's K4GVH's TS690, and it seems to be working okay here. I'm going to invite after the net, maybe if anybody's available, to I'm currently sitting at 28475. I guess that's the 10-meter frequency Heritage Hunt runs their net on. But if anybody wants to be with me after the net here, or I don't know if you're doing the 440 check-ins, but maybe after the 440 check-ins, maybe at 28475 megahertz upper sideband, I'd like to get some audio reports and see how it sounds from any of the locals. But anyway, that's I've been really busy with work this week. I've had a 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee that had a used transmission put in from a 2016, and apparently the software is not available, but I think I've finally found a solution for it that I can get done via remotely. If you have a modern vehicle, like 2012 and up, do not put used modules in the vehicles, because they are extremely hard to program if you don't know the right smart enough person. But anyway, K1RA, W8BT, back to net.
Okay, Travis, very good. Well, admire you for taking on Robert's rig. I know he's been really sad without it, and hope you have some luck in testing it and getting it back on his hand, so he can get back on the air again. And bad luck on the vehicle work. I guess good luck going forward with that. Next on the list, we have Garth, K4BOX. Good evening. Sorry you couldn't make it to the NetOps WebEx last hour, but understand you've been dealing with children, so understand the recording has is completed and will be uploaded once I hand things off to Kevin, so you'll at least be able to review that. But anyway, how you doing, and over to you.
K1RA, this is K4BOX. Actually, you probably didn't notice me because you were already in the thick of it, but I snuck in about 10 minutes late, and I caught the majority of your presentation. It was great, and I really appreciate it. I learned a few things. I acted as an NCO for a little bit, a couple times last year, but there was some really good information in there, and I had some takeaways, so I'm hoping to listen in and check in on a few nets again because I've been away for a bit, and the format certainly changed, but I know Oscar's really excited about participating as well, so hopefully here sometime soon we'll chime back in. Maybe I'll act as an alternate for a little bit, but thank you again for running that presentation. It was good. So this is K4BOX back to net.
Well, that's great to hear, Garth. Yeah, once I went to full screen mode and did the presentation mode, I couldn't see who signed in unless they spoke up and unmuted. I'm glad to hear that you caught most of it. And, yeah, if you have any questions after the fact, please feel free to reach out. I will be posting the slide deck that I used as well that I spoke to. So if you do need to go back and review, both those will be there. And, again, I need to coordinate with Kevin on getting that stuff uploaded to the website. I believe AG4SR is checking in from quite a distance. So if that's you, Stephen, go ahead from K1RA.
Hey there, at about 24,000, so not sure if I'm going to get it. Definitely appreciate what you're doing with the WebEx. Catch up with you once I'm back on the ground. 673, back to night control. Yes, sir.
Okay, Q5 copy, Stephen. Audio is a little low, but understand 26,000 feet. You probably got people on either elbow, so I want to be shouting into the radio, into the telephone. I look forward to catching up with you when you get back and getting you possibly involved in an NCO or alternate role. That brings us to the bottom of the list, and we did have our alternate, Rick, KN4FTT, who thankfully backed me up tonight. Rick, how you doing? Glad you could make the WebEx, and what do you have to say for yourself from K1RA?
Yeah, roger that. Sandy, thank you so much for running the net tonight and the training. It was quite informative. I've been alternate on the Bluemont repeater. Their cadence and how they do that is a little different. So I was very curious how our club ran the net on both Wednesday and Sunday. So I appreciate that. The only thing I have to say is with regards to the project that John kind of kicked off in the club for software is ended up calling it N1MM UDP Monitor. And I think the last bit that I might add to it is giving it a configuration file so that it could be easily switched from device to device, from device to device, and I'll try to test it on a Raspberry Pi here shortly, but you know, if it runs Python, it's going to be fine. John did ask if there could be like a central location on GitHub for maybe the club, I'm guessing, and I told him that that's really what GitHub's for, is the sharing of open source stuff. So we could easily, create one, fork off, whatever. And then anybody who wanted to contribute to a project, it would be fairly straightforward. So the only thing I would add to that is maybe for the possibility of a topic in the future is maybe talk about GitHub, what its underlying technology, how to use Git from a version control point of view. And, if you wanted to start learning, whether it be Python or any other language, and even potentially contribute, maybe that's something that that could happen. So, anyway, thank you so much again, Andy. This is KN4FTT. Back to you.
Okay, Rick, very good. Well, yeah, congratulations on that Python app that you worked off John's initial one-liner requirement. You went way above and beyond what I ever would have done for him, and it looks really good, and from what I understand, it's working quite well. Yeah, having maybe a compiled binary version and having some sort of config file that you can change colors or things rather than change the code might be a nice add-on eventually. And, yep, I've got a GitHub repository. I think that's something worth talking about. I know from the last breakfast that we had, there was a couple of folks who spoke up about being into DIY and hardware and software and Arduinos and Teensys and RPies and ESP32s and embedded controllers. So I'm almost thinking about maybe pulling together like a WebEx session where we could kind of have a roundtable of those interested parties and maybe share projects like you've done and what others have done to kind of spark some ideas and talk about those specific topics. So maybe I'll round back with you, and we can figure out how to bring that to a club in the most efficient way as possible. Okay, so that brings us to the bottom of the list. I will call for any new check-ins or rechecks to the FARA 2-meter net. Please call.
K1HTV recheck.
K2HTV.
Okay, very good. To a final recheck, so we'll go with you, Dad, K1HTV. Go ahead.
K1RA, K1HTV. And that, just a propagation note, I forgot to mention earlier, and I should have mentioned it. 10 meters was open in a big way to China and to Japan, Korea. Now, I just switched back to it. I was on 15 and 12, and completely closed down. So 10 is completely dead. The MUF, the maximum usable frequency, has dropped below 28 megahertz, and the band is closed. 12 is going to be right behind it in a short while. I was on 15, worked 7. Evening progresses, the maximum usable frequency is going to start dropping, and by the evening, well, the time's evening's over, 15 will be dead, and 17 meters will be right behind it, and the band will probably stay open most of the night on 20 meters as it usually does. So that's it for DX. Have a good week. See you guys at the gathering next Sunday at the Hamfest, and good to hear Mike again. KF4TK come back on. So hello to Mike. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV. Have a great week, guys.
Okay, Dad, very good. Well, thanks for the DX update and MUF and a bit of a primer on what to expect. Of course, we've got a time change next week, so expect that the bands will be different at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock next week versus this week. Of course, following GMT, there won't be a difference if you use that as your main clock, but see what happens when the sun stays up a little later, and hopefully the bands will stay open a little later as well. And finally, we have Joe, KD2HZG, with your recheck. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to get a recheck on the audio quality. I swapped out the mic for a different one. Want to see if that did any better. For whatever reason, the audio deviation in the radio won't change right now. It's stuck on the highest, so I assume that's the loudest. But it didn't seem to want to swap to a lower one, so I don't know what's going on there. Reset the radio settings, give it a fresh restart, but hopefully this new mic improves a little bit. Also, just a quick tip for GitLab. GitLab is very similar to GitHub. Centralized repository, open source. Only difference is it's not owned by Microsoft, and it's self-hostable. So you can run it, you know, on a community server, you can run it on a home server, whatever it is, and it functions in almost 99% of GitHub. So, give me a quick shout back. Let me know
if the
quality has changed at all. And, this is
KD2HTV. Okay, Joe, very good. Well, good deal on the GitLab shout-out. You know, I've completely forgotten about that. I was aware of it years ago and for some reason stopped using it, didn't use it anymore. But the fact that you can self-host it might be more in line with what the club can do with their cloud setup system if we have enough space and processing power to hold some extra files. I know it's not too much of a strain unless you're uploading and downloading to it, but I will make a note of it, so thanks. Regarding your audio, 100% better. As I said, you're at a distance, so your RF signal, I would say, is about 65% quieting. There's a fair amount of noise on your signal, and when the LED tower lights light up, buzzing noise is more pronounced on your signal than anybody. And before, I would lose a couple of syllables while you spoke, and every buzz that came through this last transmission, audio powered through. So definitely that is the right mic going forward. Okay, so one final shout out for Travis W8BT, who's looking for 10 meter help, 28.475 on upper sideband after the net. Please call out to him if you would like to give him help testing out radio he's working on. Other than that, I will say thanks to all stations who participated this evening. This concludes our FARANET. If you have any questions or comments on tonight's net or for the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association or becoming a club member, please send an email to FARANET, FARANET, at W4VA.org, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Everyone is welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater after the conclusion of the net. This is K1RA returning the repeater to normal use. A good night. I will not be going to 70 centimeters. I am beat. 73.
BT, K1HTVLC on 28475.
Okay, Rich. Yeah, I guess I heard you turn it up there. But yeah, and I want to thank Rob, KG4EHL, for already reaching out to me over there. W8BT clear.
W8BT, K3FR. That was me. I just tuned up.
Okay, well, I guess I'll see you over there as well. W8BT.
This is KG3BT. I'll try to get on there as well. 28475.
Node K1RA disconnected.
This is KB2HDG. Monitoring.
This is KB3ARZ.
Here's Bob. How's it going?
Is that you, Sean, or somebody else?
Say again, Bob. This is KB2HDG.
Okay. Wrong voice. I thought I heard somebody else, but that's okay. This is Harv, correct?
This is Joe.
My apologies. The ears ain't working well right now. I guess maybe because I'm getting tired, but good to hear you, my friend. I hope you're close to your destination. I got a few minutes. I can chit-chat.
Yeah, no worries. I was trying to get a hold of some people on 10-meter, and my antenna wasn't cooperating. I bet you they're using verticals or some kind of... Probably using verticals. I'm on a long wire, so I figured... You know, it was a long shot. They're a little bit further away than ground wave distance, but I figured I'd try to get the video. I was able to hear K1HTV, but that was about it.
Okay, I'll clear out here in case they try and come back to you on this repeater soon. Take care, have fun. Keep trying. Never hurts to try. This is KB3. ARZ, I'll be clearing QSY.
No worries, Bob. Have a good night. Hopefully George is good.
Welcome to the W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia, Grid Square FM 18 Bravo Radio.